prepare to stand out. So they want me to explain this. When we open up to our highest authority, as we open up to our highest reality, we are going to stand out. You want to remember that everything is frequency, everything is vibrational. So when we consent to our highest post, when we consent to our advanced status, we remember that we're the bridge makers. We are the ones creating heaven and earth. And so there's going to be an applause and signal. In essence, our energy field is going to be felt by others. This is actually essential because we change lives. We change matter, we change molecules. And so we bring forth higher awareness. It also is something to adjust to because some of us like to still, they're saying receive impoverished conditions. What that means is we still like to be in hiding. So whether it was you were at the witch Salem's witch trials or whatever. Now I'm saying that specifically because there's actually somebody that indeed was. So there's a little bit of like this hesitancy in standing out. There's a little bit of a hesitancy in sort of raising your hand and choosing to know. So this isn't about what you say with the words. This is about the frequency that you're willing to hold, that you're willing to entitle yourself to. So as we receive liftoff, as we will receive our truest vision, now our truest vision is our essence, it's our indicator, it's our life, as we will choose to receive it. So when you're aligned with ego, it's actually death. You know, this 3D, everything dies. Everything is a reflection of separation, ultimately the body. So when we're choosing life, we're choosing higher vision, we're choosing higher relevance. Let me just mute that for a moment there. We're choosing higher relevance and we're choosing life on purpose. Now this is when we signal our readiness with our I am presence, with our higher self. Each of us have a promotional extension. Each of us have a placement. What this means is our higher self is guiding us, showing us our journey as we will prepare, as we will signal a readiness, as we will, in fact, come out of hiding. So some of us, many of us, if not all of us, have been adjusting to our new tomorrow. This means adjusting to our light, releasing, purging all those places where we're sitting on impoverished intent. So this is the place where you subconsciously sabotage yourself at the last minute or whatever it is, and you don't know what's going on. So Stephen, if you can mute your side, that would help us extraordinarily so we don't get that feedback. For whatever reason, I'm not able to mute you. If you can do that for us, that would be great. Thank you, honey. So what we're doing is we're releasing the ties that bind us. So these are all the places where I got a vision, I got a premonition, I have an idea, I know I have a skill, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to come together. You want to remember that there's no outer realm. So it's not like, well, the universe isn't serving me, or it's just not divine time. Part of that divine time has to do with our permission, our orchestration, our consent. So what we're doing is getting used to adjusting to the new framework, the new paradigm, the new increase. So the increase is an energetic assimilation. So again, we're releasing the ties that bind us. These are going to be the self-sabotage indicators. We all have them. Some of them are becoming a little bit more conscious than others. Some of us, we continue to disregard because we're just not ready, willing to open up that envelope. You know, it's sort of like if we open it up, then we have to deal with it. So you just stay back there a little bit longer. So the energies that are coming through are for our entitlement. They're showing me the destiny card. Each of us has a destiny in place. In other words, remember, the future has already occurred. It's a guarantee persuasion. It's a guarantee advancement. It's a guarantee location. So we want to remember it's a frequency location. What we're doing in the here now moment is signaling our readiness, signaling our applause. Even though it seems like there's going to be a linear path that we're going to walk out, we're giving our consent tomorrow in the present entitlement. So in essence, what you're doing is you're opening that door, you're opening that envelope, and you're saying, yes, please, and placing your higher vision. I am presence, higher vision, Christ self, Buddhahood, whatever your words are, to allow that transformational blessing. So remember, we offer a blessing to all others. In truth, there's only one, but it seems like there are others out there. So we offer that blessing to others as we signal our own performance. We cannot give what we haven't allowed. So some of us are still, it's a little bit of like spiritual codependency, let me serve, let me serve, let me serve. But you can only offer the alignment you're willing to contract to, the alignment you're willing to suggest. Now, there are a few of us where you don't like someone that was pompous, someone that was using power for egoic purposes. So when you feel strength, when you feel power, you disengage. It's like, ooh, I don't want to be whatever your words are. I don't want to be ruthless. I don't want to be, I don't know what it is, but power to you, suddenly you think you're part of the mafia or whatever. So we're coming into like agreement. We're coming into like orchestration. We're feeling the power of love. We cannot align with love incarnate. We cannot align with our truth without establishing our victory. This is an energetic victory. As we hold the new paradigm, as we hold the new proxy, that vibration, remember, everything's frequency. So as we align with our truth, with our holy engagement, we turn on our life. So in other words, like equals like, we bring forth our destiny, we bring forth our new persuasion. So as we will increase our speed, this is not how fast you go through your day. This has to do with how fast your, whatever the words are, atoms, molecules, but your frequency alignment. You're allowing kind gesturing. In other words, you're allowing a new engagement. Everything that's in our life, in our present day, is because of our frequency alignment. As we open up to victory, as we open up to a new tomorrow, so as we open up to our established worth. Now, our established worth has nothing to do with our linear lifetime. It has to do with ourselves as a soul. And so what we're doing is put this in words, it's like we're there. I'll just say what they're saying. Like we're greeting our favorite tomorrow. In essence, what I see is us aligning with our divine self. And so as we receive the shimmering, as we receive this advantage, as we receive this offering, this invocation, I'm going to use the words come alive. And it's not to suggest that you haven't been, but remember, when we're aligned with our egoic script, it's we're not really in making choice. We're following like predestiny. We're following karmic winds. We're following generational teachings, matrix, et cetera, et cetera. So what we're allowing is our crystalline union. So as we will receive our holy indoctrination, like our holy, how do I say this? So if you remember, it's all a hologram. So even though we're still going to be walking it out day by day, it's all here. It's all here. So if we can understand the power of our assistance is, in essence, saying yes. Saying yes to the frequency, saying yes to the new tomorrow, saying yes to our truth. Saying yes to our truth. Now, they want me to explain this because we've been, in essence, lying to ourselves. We have to. In order to assimilate, you deny yourself. You deny yourself to fit into the groupings, family groupings, school groupings, whatever it is. So when we say yes to our truth, there's going to be shifts. We're just going to suddenly start, this doesn't feel, I can feel the difference. I can feel the difference between the alignment and now I'm in agreement with, and this which is left over from yesterday. So we want to allow for persuasion, in other words, for shifting, releasing attitudes, releasing bedfellows, so this is people, places, and things, releasing happen patterns. And so each of us are intuitive, each of us channel, each of us are reaching higher and higher levels of victory. So in other words, you're feeling the consensus, you're feeling what feels like this should stay and what time is up. Time is up. Now, it doesn't mean that you got to push yourself to a disadvantage. You don't need to get a headache over it. It's more so of realization, noticing, remembrance. So this isn't going to be hard. It's not like, oh my gosh, how am I going to let go of that? All the pain. What we're doing, that's the old belief system. We're creating with joy. We're creating allowance. So it's not about the tearing apart of the seams. It's not about the pain of separation, leaving the past, as much as it's about aligning with the new tomorrow, with the new engagement. So when a child outgrows an old toy and you present the new item, they don't really care about what was left behind. So we're allowing ourselves simple delight, simple pleasure, simple locomotion, very easy. Remember, everything is a belief. So this is being offered to us. I literally, like if you're at a buffet and it's like, help yourself, take a plate. So as we will receive our new paradigm, as we will receive our new allowance, what we're allowing, feeling the joy, feeling the new tomorrow, feeling how everything's just falling into place with ease. Sometimes the reason it doesn't come with ease is our attachment. We got comfortable with limitation. We got like, I finally got this. I got to hold on to it for dear life. You're not happy. Yeah, I know, but it's mine. So we're learning how to establish ourselves in a new context, remembering we're here, bringing forth new awareness, new horizons, creating ascension, creating new earth. So as we slip into our new proximity, it's with ease. We're simply being who we really are. So we're going to notice that joy, and we're going to notice how simple it is. And so the ego is going to be like, but what about this? What about that? We're going to come to our proper placement, and I've just got all this energy that's supporting us, where you were going to be at our advantage. Because remember, the old paradigm, you got to work. The truth is, as you align, you create instant manifestation. Now, instant manifestation may take a week, may take a couple of days, because we're still working with time. But it's not the heave-ho of yesteryear. So as you will allow the gifting, now the gifting is just imagine putting on a new coat, a new gown, shimmering with energy, shimmering with new understanding of self. So when I'm receiving each of us, I'm receiving us in our light bodies. I don't see the physicality, I see the light. This is what we're agreeing to. And we're allowing even exchange, letting go of the old, bringing in the new. So they want me to make sure I emphasize this. It's not like the new artifacts, like the nouns. Because remember, this is dream state. It's all energy. The new is going to be ideas, promotions. So it's like trying to get a new job or trying to get a girlfriend, and then it's like, gosh, that she's in alignment with my old lifestyle. It's not even what's attracting to me now. So it's seeing the same, but seeing with new vision, new visioning, new opportunity, where you couldn't figure something out and suddenly the light bulb goes off because you're seeing it from a higher context, from a higher understanding. So as we will receive our joy, as we will receive our new tomorrow, again, allowing proper placement, wherever my higher self wants me, that's where I am. That's where I am. So as we will receive liftoff, as we will receive new understanding, we do so with ease, creating heaven on earth, opening up for the world to see. So we're finishing where we started. We're learning how to come out of the closet, in essence. Well, you were part of this bridge club all along. Well, yeah, but it's not in alignment with who I now realize myself to be. Whether you state that to them or you suddenly choose another venue. Permitting yourself with ease. Let us receive with victory. Take a moment to seal your fate. And just notice the various aspects of life where, okay, in my relationship, you're in charge, but when you've had a set agenda that you've come online to get a specific question about, are you willing to allow holy insight? Are you willing to allow kind gesturing? In other words, this or better, new signaling, new placement, new arrival. Let us pray. And again, we're not praying to something separate from us. We're coming into consent, into union with our divine presence. So the prayer is really, let us agree. Let us agree to greater understanding. Let us agree to triumph. Let us agree to our new tomorrow. I got people just nailing it. I mean, just like, yes. Yes. I don't know who it is, but this is what I absolutely guarantee. It's like when we skip timelines or jump timelines, you actually like skipped and skipped. So this is about consent. I don't need my ego to be filled. I'm ready to join. I'm ready to enjoy.